Hey there, it's Casey. In the early 1800s, an obscure natural disaster occurred that would begin a devastating domino effect around the globe and cause what would become known as the Year Without a Summer. The Year Without a Summer takes us back to 1815. In the first quarter of the year, a few notable events occurred. In America, U.S. forces defeated the British in the Battle of New Orleans. In Europe, the King of Naples declared war on Austria, and much to Europe's dismay, Napoleon escaped his exile on Elba and returned to Paris. Meanwhile, on Java, early in the month of April, British troops went looking for a battle after hearing cannon fire. In actuality, what they were hearing were the rumblings of Mount Tambora, hundreds of miles away on the island of Sumbawa, as a volcano began awakening after a thousand-year sleep. On April 10th, Mount Tambora erupted, spewing 36 cubic miles of gas, dust, and rock, as well as 60 megatons of sulfur into the atmosphere, flinging fiery rivers of ash down its slopes at more than 100 miles per hour and decimating all villages and vegetation on the island as it made its way down into the sea 25 miles away. Islanders in the immediate vicinity, estimated at some 10,000 people, died instantly. Some of the magma, after being expelled and cooled into the air, dropped into the sea as huge pieces of pumice, trapping ships at harbor. The eruption blew the top clear off the volcano, reducing Mount Tambora from its 13,000-foot height by some 4,000 feet and leaving in its wake a crater 4 miles wide. Though eruptions would continue for another few months before ending in mid-July, the first one from April would have lasting global effects, most direly in the Northern Hemisphere. Still, the eruption and its magnitude would remain obscure, the news of it traveling only as fast as a sailing ship. There were no media outlets to spread news of the event. The telegraph wouldn't even send its first public message until nearly 3 decades later. When Mount Tambora erupted, the volcanic ash was propelled around the world by stratospheric wind, creating dust that encircled the Earth and blocked sunlight like a gargantuan cosmic umbrella, reducing the sun's light and warmth. Throughout the immediate region, ash fell like rain week after week. So much ash fell that its weight collapsed houses hundreds of miles away from the blast center. Fresh water that was already scarce to begin with became contaminated. When crops didn't survive, some 90,000 people in that part of Indonesia starved to death. Less tragic happenings occurred in other places around the world, at least at first. Due to the Mount Tambora eruption, London, England witnessed vibrant sunsets and twilights in 1815, while in the northeastern United States, a tenacious dry fog dominated spring and summer. What wasn't realized back then was that the Mount Tambora eruption was akin to the first domino falling. The effects of this natural disaster would be far-reaching and would go on to influence the course of history. In the early 1800s, the connection between vast volcanic ejecta and climate change hadn't yet been made. Though scientists wouldn't know this until much later, the Mount Tambora eruption caused a volcanic winter as the ash cloud migrated across the Earth, blocking the sun and dropping global temperatures by as much as 3 degrees. The eruption was a climatic disaster that would indirectly kill millions. Because of the reduction in sunlight and warmth, regions of the world in the Northern Hemisphere would experience prolonged, unusual, cold and gloomy weather the following year, making 1816 the year without a summer. In India, plummeting temperatures affected the monsoon cycle. China experienced cold snaps in summer and devastating rain. Europe experienced record low temperatures, huge storms, and heavy rainfall, which flooded major rivers. Ireland alone had 8 weeks of nonstop rain, and Switzerland endured 130 days of rain between April and September. And there were other strange weather occurrences. Brown snow fell in Hungary, and in Italy's northern region, red snow fell throughout the year. In the United States, spring and summer weather was like winter, with snow in June, freezing temps in July, and frost in August reported as far south as Virginia, the New England area being the hardest hit, and nicknaming the year 1800 and froze to death. Here the domino effect becomes much more clear. The consequences of such aberrant and cold weather wreaked havoc on all agricultural production. In India, drought brought on by the plunging temps devastated crop yields and sent the country into famine. And the bizarre weather between 1816 and 1817 altered the microbial ecology of the Bay of Bengal, which gave birth to a new strain of cholera bacterium, which triggered an unprecedented cholera epidemic that would spread outside the local population to Asia and eventually the globe. By the end of the 1800s, the death toll from the Bengal cholera was in the tens of millions. In China from 1816 to 1819, the strange weather of cold winds and flooding rains destroyed rice paddies, many farmers and their families driven to starvation, resorting to infanticide, senicide, and even child slavery. To ensure their family's survival against future disasters, Yunnan farmers stopped planting rice in favor of a more reliable cash crop, poppy, and the golden triangle of international opium production was born. Between 1816 and 1819, Europe suffered massive wheat, corn, and potato crop failure. In the United States, frost in May killed crops from New York all the way up into the New England area. And in both Europe and the U.S., crop failures drove dramatic increases in food prices, and famine and hunger followed, giving way to mass emigrations. In Europe, famine and malnourishment were followed by a typhus epidemic that spread from Ireland to Britain and swept across the continent to Scotland, Italy, and Switzerland. Hundreds of thousands would die from hunger and disease, spurring waves of violent social protest. Not to end on a low note, there are a few fun facts about the Mount Tambora eruption. The Mount Tambora eruption is the largest ever recorded by humans. In our current rating system, it's considered a super colossal and ranks a 7 out of 8 on the Volcanic Explosivity Index. In the United States, the settling of the American heartland is in large part due to the after effects of the Mount Tambora eruption. With failing crops and rising prices, thousands of New Englanders fled out west, hoping for more hospitable weather. And subsequently, the United States got two new states, Indiana in 1816 and Illinois in 1818. The Mount Tambora eruption expelled so much ash that it could have completely covered the entire state of Rhode Island in almost 200 feet of it. And on the other side of the pond, due to the crop failures in Germany in 1816, there was a shortage of oats for people, much less for horses. Horses that didn't starve to death were slaughtered for food or to save money. A lack of horses also meant transport came to a halt. Enter Baron Karl Dreyas, an inventor and student of mathematics. To solve the issue, Dreyas focused on horseless modes of transportation and invented the Dreyasine or the velocipede. Don't know either of those? Maybe the word bicycle may be more familiar. Dreyas's invention is the ancestor of our modern bike. And 300 miles south of Germany, a group of Englanders vacationing in Geneva in June of 1816 became trapped indoors due to the persistent gloomy weather and decided to have a contest to see who could write the scariest story. Mary Shelley's Frankenstein was born that night, as well as John Polidori's The Vampire. If you like this video, you may enjoy the one we did on the Tunguska event. Thanks for watching. See you next time.